Hello, I'm Chris Cahill, and this is Psychic Every Day at Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And we are skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. You can find me tonight. So you're here right now, live, listening. But I'm here every Wednesday from 7 until 8 Pacific time, live. And then you can also listen to me later as a podcast, and I'll let you know about all that stuff later. But welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And let's see, it's September 11th, 2013. And I just want to welcome my listeners, my regular listeners who show up. And then if you're brand new here tonight, thank you for checking me out and for, you know, coming on into my show. I just want to mention, you know, tonight's show, brand new theme, and I always have a new topic or a new theme every week. And this week, my show is about forgiveness. So tonight's show is actually called Forgiveness is a Miracle Cure. So welcome, everybody. If you are listening on skidrowstudios.com and you want to watch, we are also live streaming from livestream.com. You can go there and just look for skidrowstudios.com on live stream and you'll find the show happening. We're also on stitcher.com and, you know, just all kinds of different ways to make it easy for you to listen and to watch. If you can't stay for the whole show and you want to listen to the whole thing later, or you just like it so much you want to get it again, find me on iTunes. Psychic Every Day is a free podcast on iTunes, and you can subscribe and download it there. Now, September, as I mentioned last week, I did a show about gratitude last week, and September, this month, I have designated as a month of healing energies. You know, not that every month isn't on some level, but I'm kind of focusing specifically on different kinds of energies that are very healing, and that's what I'll be talking about in the show, every week. So last week, gratitude, I talked about the healing power of gratitude and how gratitude is very healing for you. Tonight, I'm talking about forgiveness as healing and what does that mean and kind of going into that a lot. And then next week, which is, I believe, the 18th of September, I'll be doing a show on peace. And the fourth week, I have something else and I can't remember what it is, but I'll think of it later. But I do want to say hello to my show host tonight, too. I've got Mindy Jorgensen on the boards here tonight. And hi there, Mindy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to see you tonight.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Are you excited about forgiveness?
Yeah, it might be something I need a little work on.
Oh, we all do. I know what you're saying. We all do. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right on.
Yay.
Excellent. Well, so let me just also mention a couple of things. I'll be giving readings during the show. So if you want to get a free mini reading during tonight's show, you can call me at 1-800-893-9562. I'm also asking that when you call, if you want to say anything, you know, you don't have to, but if you have anything, a little comment you'd like to make about how forgiveness has been a healing energy for you in your life, I am all ears. I'd love to hear it, and I'm sure everybody who's listening would love to hear it too. And so, hey, let's get on into the show. Now, couple things. I have a quote I want to start with. This is a quote that I found yesterday, and I've been posting it all over Facebook, and, you know, I think I even put it in my latest email today. I sent out my newsletter today, and it's at the top of it. But here's a quote. It's from Lama Suradas, who said, "Forgiveness means letting go of the hope for a better past." So there you have it. In other words, forgiveness is you letting go and deciding to let go of what was done to you or what happened or what might not have worked out well, or, you know, left kind of a bad aftertaste in your mouth where you just, something that you just keep going back to, but it's not even here anymore. It's gone. It's already happened. It's been and done. And when you forgive, when you decide to let the thing go, forgive the perps, you know, forgive whatever it was, forgive yourself, then what you do is you free your energy from that place where you had it parked, which is in the hurt, you know, in the hurt in the past. You're kind of like not really hurt out in the future. You're sort of hurt in the past. And you can be hurt in the present too, and you can do the same thing. You can decide to forgive, to let go of the energy of being hurt or of having had something done to you. And it's really like you saying consciously to, you know, if somebody else hurt you or created kind of a thing that affected you in a negative way, even if you don't know that person personally or that group or that those people, if it's kind of like you saying, you did this and I choose to forgive you. And the most amazing thing happens when you do that. When you decide, that's it, I'm not going to be sitting in this old thing anymore. I'm going to pull my energy back. When you do that, you get your power back. You actually regain that energy. You know, everything is energy. You know, this show is about energy. I'm a psychic. I talk about energy. I talk about healing. I talk about ways to be psychic or use your own abilities. This is one way. You have absolute power and control over this. When you decide, even if you don't know how you're going to do it, you don't even have to have the answer yet, or it might just be that you do it a little bit at a time. You know, I can forgive just a little bit today. And if, you know, all of us have had things that we've had to forgive others for, and we've all committed acts that others have had to forgive us for or not. But when you choose to let go of something that happened, even if it was, if it's just left what seems to be an indelible mark on your memory, what you do is you step out of an old karma. You step out of an old agreement. And the agreement was that you would be the victim. You know, whatever that meant. Maybe you were the kid that some of the other kids were mean to on the playground. Or maybe you, you know, didn't get what you thought you should get from your parents growing up. Or maybe you had a teacher who was especially unkind, you know, maybe not just to you, but to a lot of people. And you just, those are the childhood things. And then that's not even talking about last week with the guy who cut you off, you know, that now you're on the freeway and you're, you know, going, oh, these people drive like badly. And as soon as you start to forgive those around you on the freeway, one thing I've learned is it gets better. It actually eases up a lot, believe me. So give it a try. So going back to this quote, I actually have another one. And actually, she's going to be sort of one of the people I'll be talking about a bit tonight during the show, Eva Moses Kaur. And Eva Moses Kaur is a really brilliant woman. She is she's an Auschwitz survivor. And she decided years ago, you know, sometime in the 90s, she decided that she was going to do something unique and interesting for herself. It was not that she was looking at it as interesting so much as I find it interesting, but she decided she was going to do something to help herself heal from what she experienced at the hands of the Nazis. She was going to forgive them. And that's what she did. And you've heard me talk about her before on this show, about the documentary made about her called Forgiving Dr. Mengele. And I have this wonderful quote I just found from her today. Anger is a seed for war. Forgiveness is a seed for peace. I would like to spread as many seeds for peace as possible. And that's a quote from Eva Moses Kaur. Now, She has a website. You can find her if you Google her, and you can also find Forgiving Dr. Mengele as a film. You can see it on IMDb. You can also rent it on Netflix, or you can find it all over the place. But it was made in, I think, 2006. It premiered in 2006 or 2005. And it's just a brilliant portrayal of somebody who has used the power of forgiveness in such a brilliant healing way. It's beautiful. I highly, highly recommend it, especially if you're going through something in your life where it's been very challenging for you to let go and forgive. My reasoning with her is always that if she could forgive them, those Nazis, then I can forgive a lot of people who have not done anything nearly to me as, you know, what occurred to that person. And she doesn't see it as herself as being a victim or as being weak here. So she travels all over the world teaching people about forgiveness and talking about it. And it's just such a brilliant level of peace creating that she does. And that is what she does. So that's one of the resources I'd love to share with you tonight. And the other one is another place I found doing my research for tonight's show is a website called The Forgiveness Project. And you can find it, I believe it's theforgivenessproject.com, but if you Google it, you'll find it too. And the Forgiveness Project is actually a site that is international, and there are stories on that site from people all over the world who talk about their forgiveness levels, like what they went through. These are people, some of whom are, you know, living in this country, and they might have forgiven somebody who hurt them, or somebody who hurt someone they loved, or people who, you know, there are a few that really stood out for me. People who went through some of the wars in Africa in the past number of years and have had a lot of their family killed, and talking about how they chose to forgive. So it's pretty wonderful and very inspiring. And so that's another place to kind of check out for yourself and see what you find there. Now, I just want to remind you, everybody, I am Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. This is a live show tonight on 9/11. There's a reason why I'm doing a show about forgiveness on 9/11, and I'm sure you can figure that one out. When we start to work with forgiveness on this planet, we decide to create peace. We do it consciously. And that's why I'm focusing on this energy tonight. And I also know as a healer that as soon as you start to work with forgiveness in your life, you heal yourself. So I meant to say that when I was talking about Eva Moses Kaur, part of why she chose to start to forgive those who had committed some really horrible acts is that she wanted to heal herself. And there's another thing, I don't think I got that quote, but I remember it, where she said, forgiving them is not about them. It's not about the perpetrators. It's about me, the one who had this done to me when I was 9 years old. You know, she was 9 when she went in the camp. And she said, it has nothing to do with them. I'm not forgiving them for them. I'm forgiving them for me. Which really brings up the point, too, that forgiveness is not about saying, you did that thing. Oh, yeah, that's okay. You know, it's not about that. It's not about saying, yeah, that's all right. It's not about being a doormat or letting someone hurt you again. It's about being conscious and saying, you did this, and I choose to forgive it. I'm not going to get stuck in that. That's your problem, not mine. And when you forgive, you hand the problem right back to wherever it came from. So if you don't forgive, you keep carrying that problem around with you, kind of like a backpack full of bricks on your back. It's a heavy weight to carry, not forgiving. So there. The number here again is 1-800-893-9562. And I'm telling you, call me for a reading tonight because you have the opportunity to do that. And I know that some of you are listening out there. I'm checking you out here. You're on my board. So come on in, call, and let's get into it. You don't have to ask me a question about forgiveness, but if you have a comment about forgiveness, you are very invited to say it. So there. Now, moving on. Here's a few positive outcomes, things that can happen when you decide to forgive those who've done you wrong. You know, like that ex-boyfriend or girlfriend who was just really mean, you know, or just never valued you, or that person, you know, that boss who was just tortured all of, you know, her or his employees and never valued anybody and just didn't know how to treat people nicely. Or, you know, even the great big banks that kind of created a lot of problems that they still haven't really paid for, you know, we can still forgive them and take our power back, or so on. But anyway, here's a few positive outcomes of what might happen if you decide to forgive. So I kind of touched on this already. Number one, you heal. You really do. Because forgiving helps you drop the pain of having been hurt. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you bring yourself into present time, meaning you become, you know, much more present right here, right now, which is where your life is happening. If you hold on to something, it can make you sick because you stay back where that thing was. Like you might, you know, be right back in that event 20, 30, 40 years ago, or, you know, or even last week. And it drags on your energy and it takes up space. And it makes it very difficult for you to really enjoy your everyday life being fully present. So you heal. Forgiving is consciousness. Consciousness is an awareness, is deciding, even if I, you know, literally, even if I don't have the answer, or I don't know why the thing happened, or why that happened to me, or, you know, all that stuff we go into, why, I'm choosing to trust and let go and forgive. And I'm doing it for myself. And so that can be your mantra. It's when you go into trying to solve it, you know, to trying to solve the problem on some level. And if it was a problem that somebody else had, you know, somebody else created the problem and handed it to you by hurting you, you can never solve that. You just really can't solve it. So that can drive you a little nuts, you know, and it might be such an unconscious energy in your space too. It might be that somebody was always kind of unkind or never really gave you what you needed. You see that sometimes with adults whose parents didn't quite, you know, they might have had one parent or the other who didn't quite ever, you know, see them, or they always felt like they didn't have a real connection. And I hear about this a lot because I work with a lot of people and people go through things. And that can be a real drag in your space. It can be a real drag on your energy and kind of hold you back. So when you decide, okay, you know what, I can't solve this. I don't know why, you know, this person needed to be this way, but I'm going to let it go. And it just is it like a miracle. You really do change. You really do change the things that may have been otherwise in your space because you've done that. All right, so that's number one. Number two, the first person to forgive, the most important person of all for you to forgive is you. It's yourself. So much of the time we forget that. We forget that we can forgive ourselves. It's okay to forgive yourself. You know, if you've been holding a grudge against yourself because you feel like you're not doing the thing that you're, you know, somehow you judged you're supposed to do. And it could also be that you hold a grudge against yourself because, you know, of other people, how other people treated you or how they see you. And you've decided that somehow you're wrong because those people have decided, you know, not to say hello to you or not to see you or not to communicate with you. And this is energy. It's all energy. It's all agreements and communication and so on. So if you just avoid the middleman and go directly to you, right to yourself, and just look and see, what are you holding against yourself, or what are you mad at yourself about? And it might be that you're mad at your body. Sometimes people get really mad at their bodies because their bodies aren't doing what they think they should be doing, and they blame their bodies and so on. So you forgiving yourself. And when you start to do that, you really learn to trust yourself more. Because if you, for example, if you've been holding a grudge against yourself because you think you made a really bad mistake once, or made a bad choice, or you trusted somebody who you wish you hadn't trusted, who hasn't done that, huh? That's you know, such a human thing where you kind of take somebody at face value and they're, you know, they're holding cards behind their back. And then all of a sudden you're like, I didn't see that coming. Ah, you know, and you feel really bad about how you trust it. So that's not a reason to not trust. It's that now you can forgive yourself and go, okay, well, I made a mistake. I'm not going to do that one again. I learned from that. So by forgiving yourself, you also help to trust yourself more. Yay. I'm going to remind you of this one. Number three, when you stop holding on to the charged energy of being hurt and in pain, you drop the weight of having to carry it. Yeah, because it really is heavy. It's heavy, uncomfortable energy. And sometimes it's very unconscious. And it's charged energy. So charged energy means that it's not neutral. It has a charge to it. It has an energetic charge, and it doesn't feel comfortable in your body or in your spirit. And when your body and spirit are really uncomfortable with this, then the rest of you is going to be too. So actually, forgiveness is something you do with your spirit. you know, you, the being, you're the one who gets to be in charge there. You create healing by deciding to forgive. And then it spreads to every other part of your life. It lightens everything up. It actually helps you lose, you know, some years. It helps you look younger. Forgiving does. Because you're not now holding on to that weight anymore of, oh, you know, this thing that you can never solve. So there. I'd like to share a song with you. And this is by Luca Bloom. It's one of my, I just love this song. I love his work. And it's a song called Miracle Cure.
When all the fighting is done, forgiveness. When all the blood has run, forgiveness. The opening fist brings forgiveness. A wounded hand to kiss. Forgiveness. It's the wonder drug. It's the miracle cure. It could change our world, make our lives secure. And I take my chance at each abyss and reach for my forgiveness.
Yay. That's about the first minute or so of this song. And I hope you check out Luca Bloom's work. So that's Luca Bloom, Miracle Cure. And beautifully said. Okay, a couple things I want to talk about here besides the fact that you're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio and I'm Chris Cahill. You're listening to me live tonight at skidrowstudios.com. And please call me. My number is 1-800-893-9562. If you're listening, then you know already I'm doing a show about forgiveness. I am. I'm really happy about that. It's a healing energy. And I'd love to give you a reading. So give me a call. You've got another half hour or so to do that. So please don't wait till the last minute because every time somebody does, I'm like, no, call me with enough time. A couple things I want to get into. I already talked to you a little bit about Eva Moses Kaur. Now, one of the things that she started doing when she decided to forgive the Nazis, and in particular, Dr. Mengele, he was a Nazi doctor who performed horrible experiments on people in the camps. One of the things she started doing was holding public forgiveness rituals. Really cool. So she would go, for example, she would take groups of people to places like Auschwitz, you know, which exists as it's there as kind of like a monument, but people can go visit it. And she would take them there and she would hold public forgiveness rituals and she would invite different people who had been, like different Germans who had been either camp guards or people who, you know, were there then, you know, and just different people who, for whatever reason, were all part of that karma, all part of that war. And she would talk about why she was forgiving. And she does this, you know, I mentioned earlier, she travels all over the world teaching forgiveness, but this is one way she does it. And I believe that's how the documentary makers learned about her, was just the fact that she was very public. By the way, when she married another camp survivor, and they ended up moving to Indiana, and she started a Holocaust museum that was burned down by white, you know, punk, power punk Nazis in 2003, and she rebuilt it. And the fact that her first museum was destroyed made it gave her so much publicity. You know, people just learned about this, and she's got a much bigger museum now. So people that hatred, you know, the hate tearing down and destroying something was actually completely removed, kind of cleaned out, and more people being educated about let's forgive. You know, let's create a healing moving forward, because that's how we do create peace on earth. So anyway, in honor of her, you know, she's still alive and kicking, by the way. This woman's going to be 80 next year. In honor of her, I want to do a little bit of a public forgiveness ritual tonight. And I just want to mention, I thought about this a lot. I've talked about different people over the years in my show, in my blog, in my work, and just I'm always talking to my students and my clients about this too, about finding the people who hurt you, and you can write them a letter or just speak it out loud to yourself, like forgive them. You don't even have to send the letter. It's more the action of doing it. You know, just that activity of choosing, of being conscious, of saying, I am forgiving you. And you don't even have to know them personally. You really don't. It can be people that that are just real, you know, rough characters out in the world right now, who are doing things, or as you can see, creating problems or starting wars or hurting their people or all of it. And forgiving doesn't mean that they're not still doing it. It just means you're not going to get stuck in holding that grudge. So my first person, and this, I've been forgiving him for years and also being grateful to him for years, is Rush Limbaugh. I just love to be grateful to this guy and forgive him, because he irritates the shit out of me. And I'm going to say, I think Mindy's in agreement with me on this one. Yeah. But the thing is, here's how I look at it. We need people like him. For now. And the reason why we need people like Rush Limbaugh, who are absolutely, you know, big haters and unconscious and disseminate a lot of misinformation and lies and try to create problems, is because he's helping everyone who is waking up to wake up. Because sometimes you just have to go over the top, overboard with the clowns out there, you know, kind of like the clowns who are making fun of what's happening in the world. Rush Limbaugh doesn't really see himself as a clown, but he is. And I mean that in the best way of clowns. I'm not insulting clowns. I love clowns. But I see, you know, I'm forgiving him. I'm forgiving him for being such a misogynist, racist, just mean person all the way around the, you know, across the board. And what's kind of neat is that I'm noticing that over the past year or so, more and more people have been forgiving him, because they're just tired of being unconscious to him. And so he's lost quite a lot of advertisers. And I'm sure, you know, if any of you pay attention to this stuff, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because he can't get away with what he used to get away with anymore. But meanwhile, he's getting more marginalized. So not to make this about him, I'm just saying he's one of the people I am publicly forgiving and thanking at the same time. And for those people who you are forgiving, you might find that with the forgiveness that you have for them, you know, for anybody, is also a certain amount of sometimes, I'm not going to try to put words in your mouth, but sometimes there's a little bit of gratitude that goes with it. Because every time somebody was really kind of a challenge or a difficult person or in some way hurt you, they also, without meaning to, helped you get stronger. And they will, and really, the situation, the incident, whatever it was that happened, or the effect of whatever it is you went through, if you let it go and you decide to forgive, you do get stronger. And I don't mean stronger in terms of holding on to a grudge or needing to protect yourself, you know, shore up against any other attacks. I'm talking about just stronger spiritually, stronger within yourself. Now, you have not taken me up on my offer for a reading, and I am going to ask you again. Give a call. Get a psychic reading tonight. The number is 1-800-893-9562. I am Chris Cahill, your host of Psychic Everyday Radio. I'm talking about forgiveness, and I'm amused. And I have my first caller. Is that person all? Yep, right on. Hi, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who are you?
Connie, I've called before.
Connie, I recognize your voice. How are you tonight?
Good, and you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you took me up on my offer. I thought
well,
nobody was.
Several friends about you, and I don't know why they're not calling you, because
that's okay.
I think you have an awesome show. So
well, thank you. It is kind of a really touchy topic, So I know sometimes when I do a topic that's this charged, it's harder for people to call. Mm-hmm. You know, the, I'm going to be doing a show in a few weeks on past lives. I bet I'll have more calls that night. Not kidding.
Yes, you probably will.
I will. But, well, do you have a comment about forgiveness, or do you want a reading, or both?
Well, yes, both. But I do notice myself in my own life that a lot of times things that have been very difficult for me, later on it turns out it's a great blessing, and that whatever the person did to me actually was in my favor. But it's so difficult getting to that point sometimes because, you know, I'm so much in being hurt at the time.
Yeah.
But later on I noticed that, you know, if I hadn't gone through this, other things wouldn't have opened up for me.
That's great, Connie.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not like always like the ending. Sometimes it's another door that's opening up to a new beginning. And new beginnings are hard, too.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, because it's the unknown.
Unless you're opening a new, you know, like chocolate bar. That's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. It all could be like that.
Yeah, I never have a problem with that. But you're right. I really like that you brought that up. That's absolutely right on.
Yeah.
So what's your question? Let me give you a reading here.
Well, I know that I think the last time I spoke to you, I know myself that I'm coming to an ending and I'm starting a new beginning. And I kind of want to make sure that I'm approaching it in the right way.
Okay. And first of all, one thing I'm going to tell you is I don't judge it as right or wrong because it's your way, whatever it is. But actually, I'm not trying to correct you here, but it looks like what you're asking is that you're approaching it in a conscious way, which is slightly different, you know. Because sometimes you might see somebody do it completely, you know, with their hand over their eyes and kind of fumbling around in the dark and not turning on the light switch and going backwards and knocking over things and going, oh, yeah, here I am. But I don't see you doing that. That sometimes has been my way of doing something and sometimes not. And, you know, sometimes we do that. We're like, I'm going to go there screaming. But what I see you doing in your life right now, it's and I don't remember if I said this, something like this to you before, but it kind of rings a bell. The picture is, it's like being very methodical. You know, you have a checklist, and it's not like you even know everything on the list. I see you actually having a checklist where the things you do know are on the list, and you're being careful, like you're keeping track of those things. You know, even if you don't literally have a list, but it's energetic, keeping track of specifics, like kind of. And actually, what I see those things are that you're keeping track of as you're getting ready to have a new beginning is what you've learned. You know, what you've come out of, what you've learned, and I see you being, I keep wanting to say it's like very Virgo in a cool way. You know, like Virgos are good at that. They're good at the organizing and all that, but we all have a little bit of that when we want to. And since the sun's in Virgo now, I just keep thinking about this because I do love this time of year. But anyway, what I see is you're looking at your checklist, just looking to see that you're completing some of the old, and that looks to me like the key here. You're being conscious in some areas about what you're completing, which is making it easier for you to free up your energy to start something new. Okay. So I see you having kind of a general, you know, and more than general, but the picture is the future and where you're standing in present time is like this great, big, beautiful golden field that you're getting ready to go and kind of occupy or be in. Mm-hmm. And you're wanting to make sure that when you step into that golden field, that you're not bringing any of what you want to leave behind in the past.
Yes, definitely.
You're leaving the weight behind, you know, the old weight, the dead weight, the stuff that you're just really finished with. So it looks to me like you're being as clearly conscious as you can. And I also see you taking your time. You're doing it slowly. Even if your mind doesn't always feel that way, or your energy doesn't always feel that way, it looks like you're being kind of methodical, or sort of. And this to me looks like part of where sometimes you give yourself a little bit of a hard time, where you're like, I should do this faster, and I don't see that, Connie. I don't see you have to. It looks like it's really you giving yourself space for what you're creating, which you haven't had in the past as much. So you're giving yourself room and permission for more space moving forward, whatever it is you create. Looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck to you. I'm sure I'll hear from you again, and I hope I do, but it's really nice to see what you're working on. Well, definitely. I'm sure they will another show. So, you know, it's all right. But thank you for telling people about me, too, and thanks so much for listening and calling in tonight, Connie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Have a wonderful evening.
Oh, thanks. You, too. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. I am Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And please remember that the number here is 1-800-893-9562, because you might need it in the next 15 minutes, because you're going to decide, oh, I want a reading from that woman. And so there you go. I'd love to hear from you. Now, I'm continuing with my show about forgiveness. It's my special tonight. Forgiveness is a miracle cure. And honestly, I got to tell you, you help spread peace around. As soon as you decide you're going to forgive somebody, you change the energy, the vibration. And here's another thing. Deciding to work at the vibration of forgiveness takes you away from the group thinking about we have to have a war, we have to go get even, we have to, you know, get back at those people, we can't let this thing go by us, we have to, all that nutso garbage. I mean, really. Step away and look for yourself and think for yourself. And actually, you might find, and I'm sure you've done this at some point in your life, at least I hope you have, that when you meet other people individually, not look at them as a group of people, that your opinion about them changes. It's much, much easier to create forgiveness and peace if you're communicating and saying hello directly to another being, another human being. I grew up with, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and it was not known for being a bastion of liberalism when I was growing up. It did change quite a bit after I was in high school, but you know, like we still had just so much race fighting and all kinds of stuff happening in my neighborhood at the time. And a lot of people who just could not handle the fact that people of other colors and cultures would be moving into the neighborhood. And it was so disturbing to me. I grew up just always not liking that about this neighborhood. And I know it's changed quite a bit and definitely has become integrated since then. But at the time, I just was like, God, you know, all you got to do is get to know people and you realize there's nothing to be afraid of. And that's really how it works. So when you do forgive, you know, and not instead of blaming a whole group of people for something that somebody did to somebody you know, decide to look at the individuals, at the beings, at the people, the spirit. And you find that there's actually a whole different kind of reality that happens. There's a whole different sort of gift you get and a different kind of peaceful energy you get to spread and you get to be part of as you move forward. So I've had to forgive my neighborhood, by the way, from that time, because at the time I really held a grudge against it. I was like, you people are stupid. You're so racist, you know, and I hated it. And now I'm like, no, there were so many great people who weren't like that. So, yeah, I forgive you, old neighborhood, that I shall not name right now. But anyway, you clean up old karma. You really do. You don't hold on. You don't create more of a problem when you decide to forgive. And that's important, too, because what's karma? Karma is incomplete business, unfinished business. It's not necessarily good or bad, but if you need to do tit for tat, you know, somebody hurts you, so you have to go hurt them, whether it's this lifetime or next lifetime. You did that to me last time, I'm going to do that to you next time. It's just playing back and forth. We're going to continue spreading that around. Let it go. Get out of the game. The karma game. Because you don't need it. It just takes up a lot of energy and it wastes time. It wastes your time. And it wastes your energy. But a reading won't. So if you want a reading, you can still call and get one. And I've been saying my number, but I'm telling you again. 1-800-893-9562. And I'd love to hear from you about your forgiveness, you know, just whatever you experienced on that level, or perhaps something you came into understanding about for yourself. You know, if you want to call up and tell me that. Now, continuing spreading peace, here's the other part of that. Being human, and we are, you know, everybody as human beings, we're all different. We all have different ways of looking at life, different ways of looking at things. But we've all made mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. You know, your parents made mistakes. They still do if they're around. Your siblings, your friends, people you work with, everybody makes mistakes. And some mistakes are pretty easy to forgive, you know, or you get over it pretty quickly. But there's always that thing that sticks around, that mistake that you just hold on to and you hold a grudge, like you're just never going to get over it. It's really funny to see people fighting on Facebook, on social media. It's kind of amusing, actually, when I'm not stuck in it myself. And I don't do it very often, but once in a while, somebody says something, and I try to remember to say to them, now, what did you mean by that? You know, not in a let me get in their face and sort of start a war thing, but sort of like a what is the meaning? Because one thing I've noticed is that sometimes somebody says something, and they do it in maybe not a very careful way, and everybody jumps to conclusions. And then it's the communication. It's all out of whack. It's not, you know, or hey, there's autocorrect spelling, which creates wars, I'm sure. So things like that. It's just, this is part of, you know, kind of cleaning this up or forgiving a mistake is check your communication. What was the communication? Was it, did you get it clearly? Did you kind of sort of read into somebody's tone of voice? Or, you know, did you take something personally that may have had nothing to do with you whatsoever? So much of the time people will do that. We'll go into worrying about what does so-and-so think of me and what are they thinking now and how do they, you know, what do they think about me and how are they feeling and all this stuff when actually, they may not even be thinking about you at all. They're just doing their thing. You know, they're living their life and being busy. And you might just really have gotten caught up in something. So one thing I'd like to mention here, you know, just to kind of suggest is before you get really super sensitive about what you think somebody else meant, see if you can find out. Ask them, you know, or let it go and just allow it to go. Now, if somebody continues to do this, you know, like it's just a regular, consistent way that they behave or that they treat you, you can be pretty clear about what they're doing. They're either being completely unconscious or they're just not nice. And that's where you get to forgive them anyway and then start to free up your own energy by getting it out of that, not being stuck in that. If you find you get caught up in relationships with people who continue to treat you in a way that is not very happy or good for you, then forgive them, but then start to look at yourself. Why are you creating those relationships? Because you're part of that. And if you get caught up in stuff that just makes you really miserable, create something different. Step back, you know, forgive and let go. Release it. Sometimes you might stay in a situation because you're trying to get that other person to see you or to value you or to understand you. And they may not be capable of doing that. So it's up to you to just decide you're going to step away. Now remember, the only person that you hurt by not forgiving, by choosing to hold a grudge, is you. This is really true. You can forgive yourself. You can forgive others. You can't make others forgive you. You just don't have that power. They're going to have to decide for themselves that they can forgive. So here's another quote for you from Eva Moses Kaur. This is kind of really the inspiration for tonight's show. Forgiveness is really nothing more than an act of self-healing and self-empowerment. I call it a miracle medicine. It is free, it works, and it has no side effects. Right on. This woman decided to stop being a victim. That means you can too. And the more people who choose that, who decide to step away from the picture of I am powerless because this was done to me, you know, I am powerless because this keeps happening to me. I keep, you know, those people keep doing this to me. Then you get to step away. Now, I'm not putting down the people who are going through some really terrible things on the planet right now, who are caught up in wars, who are caught up in being absolutely persecuted and prosecuted and treated badly. I'm not talking about that. That is, those situations are something that, you know, we need forgiveness for all of it. But I'm not putting anyone down who's caught up in something. What I'm suggesting is to you, you individual listening to this, that you can choose to work with forgiveness as a healing energy for yourself. And a couple of suggestions I have, you know, I've made a few about what that does for you, but you can start to use forgiveness as a meditation for yourself. And maybe start off with, you know, just looking consciously to see what is it I'd like to forgive, or who is it that I'm really letting have power over me because I haven't forgiven that person yet. I haven't forgiven that institution or that person or that situation. And you can work with that for yourself. You can decide, you know, just through your own conscious power that you're going to get your energy back. And while you're at it, look and see how much of your energy is caught up in not forgiving. Remember, when you forgive someone for anything, you take your own power back. And when you forgive yourself, you no longer hold yourself back from your own life. Because when you have a grudge against you, if you're the person that you have a grudge against, you're going to hold yourself back. You'll constantly think of yourself as having done something wrong. That you're, you know, somehow you screwed up, you're wrong, and you can't go on and create something new because you haven't solved the old thing. And maybe the only solution you really need is to forgive yourself. Well, I'd still love to give somebody a reading. So if you called me in the next, you know, 30 seconds or so, you still have time for one. I am Chris Cahill, and this is Psychic Everyday Radio. My number is 1-800-893-9562. So there. Now, a couple things. We're kind of winding down tonight's show. I kind of mentioned earlier, too, that when you start to learn how to forgive yourself, you begin to trust. It becomes easier for you to trust yourself. Sometimes we get caught up in situations in our lives where we give our trust to people who are in authority or who have power over us, who we've trusted, who we count on to somehow lead the way or to teach us or to take care of us. And that person becomes the one who's senior. And if that person or that group or that institution or those people betray our trust, then we can easily become the hurt children. And if you were a child and you were hurt by someone like this, then you know what I mean. And as a child, you don't really have the power yet. But as an adult, you do. If you went through something where you gave somebody your trust and you really gave up your energy to that person, you really counted on them, and they betrayed you, not only will you be upset with them, but at yourself. If you didn't learn how to take your energy back and to trust your own self as a result of that, it doesn't make you wrong, but that is the place to work. That if you would like to learn how to trust yourself, now's the time. And you can. You can absolutely decide you're going to be trusting you. Now, I do have a caller, and I'd love to say hello to you. Hi, you're live. Hi there.
Oh, my God.
Who's this?
Oh, my God.
Who is it?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. What's your name?
It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Good. Do you have a comment about tonight's show, about forgiveness?
Well, it's tough, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough to let go.
I understand. Well, would you like me to give you a reading? I really just have a couple minutes, so why don't you just tell me quickly what you'd like me to look at? Go ahead.
I'm kind of stuck.
All right.
Right now.
Well, let me just take a quick look at that. I just have about a minute or two, but I'll be happy to look at that, the energy of you feeling like you're stuck right now. And the picture I see is, and this is partly a symbol, so it's not, it's an abstract picture, but the picture is you feel like you're stuck in a white box, kind of like being in a room with four walls and it's white, and you're walking into the wall. Like you're, I see you keep trying to walk through the wall, but the white energy is unconsciousness. Like there's something in your space. It's not your energy, but it's an unconsciousness. You being feeling unconscious about something, like not being able to see it. There's like, you can sort of see shadows through it. That there's something you're trying to get to. But I keep seeing you hitting a lot of fear about taking a next step. And when I look at you kind of stepping through that and getting out of the stuck energy, it looks like it has a lot to do with you deciding to bring in more of your own vibration of fun and creativity and just that higher level of your own you as a being, like your own knowing, your own genius. On some level, and it looks like you've been kind of getting stuck in the fog of not knowing where that's going. And I don't see that there's one thing you have to do or another. This is like bigger picture. This is a much bigger picture. It looks like what you're stuck in is about taking your next step, and you keep running into fear about actually making a step. So one thing I would suggest as a good next step for you is look and see what you're holding on to that's keeping you in the past. And what you're able to let go. And the way I see it is just very, you know, and I'm not meaning to put it down or make it small, but it's kind of like going through your closets and saying, what do I not need anymore that I'm holding on to? And that's literal and spiritually. Sort of like, you know, in your home, what do you not need anymore that you can let go of? And also spiritually, what is it you're holding on to that you don't want to? And even if you're not ready to let it go yet, Chris, I would just suggest write it down. Look and see, like, how is that affecting you? Okay?
Righto.
That's my suggestion. All right, Chris. Thanks so much for calling tonight and for listening in.
I'm going to PM you on Facebook because there's something I don't want to say, you know, on the air.
Yeah, well, go ahead and write to me then. Okay, bye-bye. I got to go.
Right.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Hey, everybody. We just have a couple minutes left. I have... just a quick moment for one final caller here. If they stay on, I'll get a little mention from them, whatever it is that they're thinking about. Go ahead. Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Julie. And,
hi, Julie.
How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good. I just have about 30 seconds for you because we're over in a minute and a half here. What is it you want to say about forgiveness? Anything quick?
It is a very interesting aspect. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do some major forgiveness. So
yeah.
I mean, I agree with you that you, if you are holding on to that energy, it just eats away at you. But you have to learn the right way to forgive. You just can't say, I forgive you and just go on. I mean, I think it's definitely a process, and it's really different for everybody.
I agree. It's different for everybody, and it's you forgive at the time you can, whatever you can do. And it might take a while sometimes. So it's all right. But anyway, I must go. I thank you for calling. Please call in earlier next week, and I'll get you a reading, too.
Terrific. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Julie. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Hey, everybody, I am signing off. It's Chris Cahill, the end of another Psychic Everyday radio show. And find me here Wednesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock Pacific time at Skid Row Studios. Find me also at chriscahill.com and my blog, psychiceveryday.com. I have a newsletter, and you can sign up for it. It's a free newsletter on my website. Also, you can find this as a downloadable podcast, my Psychic Everyday show, at iTunes. So please go and subscribe to my show, and you can, you know, just carry it around with you if you can't listen every week. But have a beautiful week. It was so nice to talk to everybody tonight who called and to talk at you about forgiveness. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.